Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I wrote this piece 10 years ago, and it still plays for me. It's coming up on Mother's Day, so I thought I'd tell you a few things about my mom, Teresa, who's called Tree by everyone. Now, I'm sure I've told you all of this at one time or another, but bear with me anyway. It's only once a year, and I just love talking about my mom. My mother grew up where the men worked in the mines and died in the mines. She grew up where the women went on and raised the children and kept the home together. She grew up just east of the worst of the Dust Bowl and thought of herself as lucky. She went through more tough days in a month than I've gone through in my entire life. She's almost 98 now, and there is nothing more that life can possibly throw at her that would make a difference. She's seen it all. I mean that. She has seen it all. She was born during World War I. You know, the war to end all wars. Her parents were German immigrants. Germany was the enemy everyone loved to hate. Imagine what they went through in those days. Imagine the slights and the insults and the injustices. Being mean was easy for the neighbors back then, and there was no one to call them on it. There was no phone, no electricity, and no indoor plumbing in her childhood home. Radio was brand new and was heard only in town, a few miles down the road. There was no refrigeration except ice. She says now that it may have been rough for her. She still hates to admit it. When I coax her into stories from the old days, sooner or later she says, "Let's talk about something happier." I wonder if she ever travels back there when she dozes in her chair. I wonder if, in her less guarded moments, her mind walks those dusty roads again. I wonder if she has completely papered it over. "Oh, it wasn't so bad," she'll say. "Other people had it a lot worse." Her father was a hard worker and a hard liver. He left home every now and then in search for work. He died at the age of 39 after a series of strokes. When my mother describes those years, she never says more than, "And then Dad got sick." She was 13 when the Depression set in. When times got really tough, her mother, Anna, took to making homebrew, a beer the locals called chalk. I don't know why, but it was called chalk. She made a few gallons a week, and it went a long way to getting her family through those hard days. Well, some enlightened neighbor turned her in to the authorities. This was during Prohibition, and what she was doing was illegal. When she went before the local magistrate, with whom she was on a first-name basis, this is what happened. He said, "You've broken the law, and you admit it, Anna. What should I do with you? What should this court's sentence be?" She did not hesitate. She said, "Judge, I could use the rest. Why don't you raise my children during the time that you put me away?" His Honor thought about this for almost a second and pronounced, "Case dismissed." That's the way it was. Harder times, simpler times. Mom spent the next year with her sister, living in a cleaned-out chicken coop on her uncle's farm, but the family stayed together. It was the best that could be done. It was cold in the winter and hot in the summer, but it sure beat going to the county orphanage. Way better than the workhouse. Tree was bright and tough and went to work with thousands of other women in Washington, D.C. during World War II, where she met a smart aleck New Yorker named Joe. Their story together is a beaut. Remind me to tell it to you someday. Now, I came along when Mom was 33, which means I've had my best girl for 64 Mother's Days now. She has spent every single one of them making sure that everyone else was having a fabulous day on her day. So this is what I want to say to you, dear lady. Your courage and your strength and your smarts and your love are all that a boy with imagination could want. You are the center of the universe, the start of my life, the hub. Nothing else happens, nothing that I have or have wished for happens without you.